Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Listen to items 1A to 4A and choose the best option, A to F, as in the example. There is one option that you do not need. Example.
Here you can see the route we'll be following during our tour. As you see, we'll be travelling through much of the country and we'll visit modern cities and archaeological sites, follow the River Nile and discover the Red Sea coast. The museum in Cairo has one of the most exciting collections of famous archaeological objects from ancient Egypt. We'll be visiting this on day one, and you'll have plenty of time to wander around and see all the incredible different objects that have survived from ancient times. On day three, we leave the city and begin our journey down the Nile River. You'll find this a fascinating way to see the country, as we passed ancient temples, traditional villages, and the old-fashioned riverboats. But as you will discover, Egypt isn't just for those interested in history and archaeology. We'll be taking you to some of its incredible beach resorts, where you'll be able to relax completely. And if you are feeling energetic, you can hire diving gear and explore Egypt's sea life with its amazing colours and richness.
Listen again and check your answers.
The museum in Cairo has one of the most exciting collections of famous archaeological objects from ancient Egypt. We'll be visiting this on day one, and you'll have plenty of time to wander around and see all the incredible different objects that have survived from ancient times. On day three, we leave the city and begin our journey down the Nile River. You'll find this a fascinating way to see the country, as we passed ancient temples, traditional villages, and the old-fashioned riverboats. But as you will discover, Egypt isn't just for those interested in history and archaeology. We'll be taking you to some of its incredible beach resorts, where you'll be able to relax completely. And if you are feeling energetic, you can hire diving gear and explore Egypt's sea life with its amazing colours and richness.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Thank you.
There was once a tax collector who worked for the king. His job was to stop all travellers who entered the city gates and to make them pay tax on anything expensive that they brought into the city. One day a young man came to the city gates with a donkey. The tax collector asked him if he was bringing in anything expensive. But the young man said no. The tax collector didn't believe him. He thought he was a smuggler, so he looked through all the bags that the donkey was carrying on its back. But he didn't find anything. The next week, the young man appeared again with a donkey, and again he said he had nothing to declare. And again, the tax collector searched, but found nothing. This continued every week for many months, and the young man never paid any tax. Many years later, the tax collector met the young man in a tavern, and he asked him,
"Young man, tell me the truth. Did you really never try to smuggle anything into the city?"
And the young man replied with a laugh,
"Of course I did. I smuggled donkeys."
Listen again and check your answers.
There was once a tax collector who worked for the king. His job was to stop all travellers who entered the city gates and to make them pay tax on anything expensive that they brought into the city. One day a young man came to the city gates with a donkey. The tax collector asked him if he was bringing in anything expensive. But the young man said no. The tax collector didn't believe him. He thought he was a smuggler. So he looked through all the bags that the donkey was carrying on its back. But he didn't find anything. The next week, the young man appeared again with a donkey, and again he said he had nothing to declare. And again, the tax collector searched, but found nothing. This continued every week for many months, and the young man never paid any tax. Many years later, the tax collector met the young man in a tavern, and he asked him,
"Young man, tell me the truth. Did you really never try to smuggle anything into the city?"
And the young man replied with a laugh,
"Of course I did. I smuggled donkeys."
Activity 3. Read items 8A to 10A, listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
This is the last call for passengers Rowley and Smith on Iberia Flight 245 to Madrid. Please make your way to gate 47 immediately as the flight will be closing in 5 minutes. This is to inform all passengers on the delayed British Airways flight 336 to Miami that they should go to the British Airways desk, where they will be issued with coupons for refreshments. Air France flight 511 to Paris is currently experiencing a maintenance issue. We appreciate your patience and will provide updates as soon as possible.
Listen again and check your answers.
Eight A. This is the last call for passengers Roland Smith on Iberia flight 245 to Madrid. Please make your way to gate 47 immediately, as the flight will be closing in 5 minutes.
Nine A.
This is to inform all passengers on the delayed British Airways flight 336 to Miami that they should go to the British Airways desk, where they will be issued with coupons for refreshments.
10A.
Air France flight 511 to Paris is currently experiencing a maintenance issue. We appreciate your patience and will provide updates as soon as possible.
4. Read items 11A to 15A, listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
So, you're getting married?
Yes, yes.
And how did he propose?
Well, I have to say he outdid himself because he took me on a surprise trip to Copenhagen. And he had booked a lovely restaurant and, you know, I just thought, well, that's lovely, and I didn't think anything else. But he had actually emailed the restaurant to ask if we could have a table set away from other people because he said he was going to propose. And when we arrived, I thought he seemed rather alarmed by the fact that our table was, in fact, at the most 30 centimetres away from the next table. I mean, we were practically eating together. So he had to make his move pretty quickly before the other people sat down. And he started reading me a poem that he had written for me. And I thought, well, this is very romantic, but please stop. And then finally he turned the poem over to the other side and said, you have to read it. And it said, will you marry me?
Oh, I mean, that's very romantic.
Yeah.
And what did the other people do from the other table?
They all applauded.
Of course they did. Did you say yes?
I did say yes.
Good.
Listen again and check your answers.
So, you're getting married?
Yes, yes.
And how did he propose?
Well, I have to say he outdid himself because he took me on a surprise trip to Copenhagen. And he had booked a lovely restaurant and, you know, I just thought, well, that's lovely, and I didn't think anything else. But he had actually emailed the restaurant to ask if we could have a table set away from other people because he said he was going to propose. And when we arrived, I thought he seemed rather alarmed by the fact that our table was, in fact, at the most 30 centimetres away from the next table. I mean, we were practically eating together. So he had to make his move pretty quickly before the other people sat down. And he started reading me a poem that he had written for me. And I thought, well, this is very romantic, but please stop. And then finally he turned the poem over to the other side and said, you have to read it. And it said, will you marry me?
Oh, I mean, that's very romantic.
Yeah.
And what did the other people do from the other table?
They all applauded.
Of course they did. Did you say yes?
I did say yes.
Good.
Part B. Activity 1. Listen and fill in items 1b to 5b with the right word, as in the example. Example.
All right, I can ask Angela about that. Go and get me my phone book. I've got her number written in there.
One B.
Can you do the washing up for me? It starts at 9. I missed last week's episode, so I don't want to miss it today.
Two B.
I've had enough. I'm too tired to do any more. And it's so late. I've got to get up early tomorrow.
3B.
All right, it's cooked now. Call the others to come. I'm so hungry. It smells delicious.
4B.
Okay, I'm getting off the phone now. I've got an exam tomorrow, and I'm really worried if I'll pass it or not.
5B.
It's so hot, and the sea looks perfect. Come on, you've got your costume and towel, haven't you? Let's go.
5B. Listen again and check your answers. One B.
Can you do the washing up for me? It starts at 9. I missed last week's episode, so I don't want to miss it today.
2B.
I've had enough. I'm too tired to do any more. And it's so late. I've got to get up early tomorrow.
3B.
All right, it's cooked now. Call the others to come. I'm so hungry. It smells delicious.
4B.
Okay, I'm getting off the phone now. I've got an exam tomorrow, and I'm really worried if I'll pass it or not.
5B.
It's so hot, and the sea looks perfect. Come on, you've got your costume and towel, haven't you? Let's go.
2. Listen and fill in items 6b to 10b with the right word, as in the example. Example.
Put the butter and sugar together in a bowl. Beat the eggs in one at a time. Once you've beaten the eggs in and got this lovely creamy mixture, you're going to sift in the flour, the cocoa powder, and the baking powder, and fold the mixture together.
6B.
The first thing we need to do is address the person. Now, in this case, it could be a woman or it could be a man. So we would say, "Dear sir, madam," comma. We always write dear at the beginning, and if we don't know who it is, we write sir or madam. Now, we basically have...
7B.
So what you're going to need is 2 slices of white bread, 3 to 4 slices of cheese, 2 slices of ham, and 2 tablespoons of butter. So let's get our white bread and let's get our butter on the bread. You can never have too much butter on a grilled cheese, that's what I say.
B.
Start by looking for opportunities on company websites or job sites and searching for positions that match your skill set and experience. You might have to apply to several jobs and go to a number of interviews before you find the right one. Before you send out an application, tailor your resume to the job description so you're highlighting the skills you have that the employer is looking for.
B.
This basic guide for beginners covers how to move off, stop, how to change gear and when, plus clutch control and hill starts. First things first, make sure the doors are closed, seat adjusted, seatbelt on, steering wheel in the right position and mirrors adjusted.
The
first thing we gotta do is practice speaking through the private tutor or native speaker who's willing to spend time with you. The second thing we gotta do is learn and memorize 30 phrases and vocab per day, and we need 4 essential tools. The first one is a grammar book, number 2 is a phrase book, and number 3 we need an online dictionary, and number 4 is the...
Listen again and check your answers.
The first thing we need to do is address the person. Now, in this case, could be a woman or it could be a man. So we would say, dear sir, madam, comma. We always write dear at the beginning, and if we don't know who it is, we write sir or madam. Now, we basically have...
So what you're going to need is 2 slices of white bread, 3 to 4 slices of cheese, 2 slices of ham, and 2 tablespoons of butter. So let's get our white bread and let's get our butter on the bread. You can never have too much butter on a grilled cheese, that's what I say.
8B.
Start by looking for opportunities on company websites or job sites and searching for positions that match your skill set and experience. You might have to apply to several jobs and go to a number of interviews before you find the right one. Before you send out an application, tailor your resume to the job description so you're highlighting the skills you have that the employer is looking for.
9B.
This basic guide for beginners covers how to move off, stop, how to change gear and when, plus clutch control and hill starts. First things first, make sure the doors are closed, seat adjusted, seatbelt on, steering wheel in the right position and mirrors adjusted.
10B.
The first thing we gotta do is practice speaking through the private tutor or native speaker who's willing to spend time with you. The second thing we gotta do is learn and memorize 30 phrases and vocab per day, and we need 4 essential tools. The first one is a grammar book, number 2 is a phrase book, and number 3 we need an online dictionary, and number 4 is the...
Λήξη της εξέτασης.